again for me. All right?
Verse 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
And verse 38.
This is the first and greatest and great commandment.
Now we go back to 37 and we actually read King James Version.
Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind.
All right. So the scripture says, you shall love the Lord. But now we have a very much complex matter here, because if you love your wife, if you love your children, and you love the Lord, it is only one word that is used, love. Did you get that? It is only one word that is used, love. But what type of love is being used here? And this is what I want us to do, because when we are talking about the new thing, it's just, people think it's just material, like, oh, I'm going to get a new job, a new house, a new, but also there's a new thing. There's a new character. A new character, a new level of thinking. Now, we'll be discussing these things. So number one, we'll be discussing the first type of love that we'll be discussing from the Bible. All right? And we'll be looking at this first type of love, which is known as eros. Now, I want you to write this word eros, E-R-O-S, eros. Say eros. Say it again. Say eros. Now, so what is eros? Now, this is the most important thing. It's going to help most of you with relationships, planning, or this teaching is going to help you and open up your eyes of what is really going on around you and to help so many people. Now, so the word eros, it is a word of love in the Bible. And normally this type of love, it is practiced out of what you see or what you like, what you love. It may also a love that comes out of lust. Now, when a person looks at a woman and says, I love you, okay? I love you. He looks at a woman and says, I love you. It could be genuine love, or sometimes that is what he loves on that woman. Maybe he loves the way she looks. Now, the way she looks, maybe she's beautiful to his eyes. Maybe there is something he loves about her. I just love her. She's so beautiful because of her eyes. Now, so I love this woman. She's so beautiful because of her complexion. And some, I love this woman because of her body. Now, all those type of what makes you love that woman, it is known as eros. Eros is a type of love a person has because of a particular passion, desire, or a burning sensation. So if you love someone extremely and you think you love the person, but if it is the love that is coming from what you see, it is known as eros. The same way, if a woman loves a man because of what she thinks he looks like or what he has, it is known as eros. Tonight is going to be like I'm counseling someone. Now, imagine this. We have got a couple that they are actually married. And the reason is the man looked at you and saw you were beautiful in his eyes. And you are contented with that and you are happy to say, oh, my husband married me because I'm beautiful. I promise you, the other day is going to see someone beautiful more than you. I don't care even if you're quiet. Somebody say eros. Say eros again. Say it again. Say eros. So what is eros? Eros is a type of love that you actually love a person because of how they look or what they have. So you love a guy because he has got the money. They go, oh, I love you, baby. I love you. You. There is no one like you. Now imagine you love him because of what he has. It's only in Africa where when a man wants to marry a woman, the parents will ask a question and say, what do you do? But also the daughter's jobless also. What do you do? Why? Somebody say Eros. The reason why they want to know is, will you take care? So this kind of love that is actually there is an Eros. Eros is a love that is actually happening because of what he has or what she has or how she looks or how he looks. And this type of Eros can actually originate from very far, where you find a woman, she has got already a list how a man must look like. I want to marry a man, he must be a bit tall, and he must have shoulders. He must look like, all in your dreams. He must look like, I want a man like, he must. And trust you, 99.9% and 0.0, women married the person that was in their mind. Because most women, the man who is in their brain does not exist. Maybe only me to my wife. Somebody say Eros. So what is Eros? Eros is when you marry or you love. So we have got the relationships right now that are actually there, standing in there. If the reason why you love the person was because of a certain reason, maybe he's handsome or she's beautiful, it is known as Eros. Now, somebody say Eros. We are getting there. That's not the main thing we want to share, but I have to give you some points first. Now, we do not remove Eros from church. We also have people in church who love God because there is something they are looking from him. You didn't hear me. So what type of love is that? It has its own name. We're getting there. We're getting there. So when we are dealing with love, you must be very careful, because you may actually think you need a love to be loved, or you may actually think you are loving. Well, actually, that type of love, it is the one that is there out of something that you want in a person. Say Eros. Say it again, Eros. Now, if you are married or you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, I want you to ask yourself a question to say, why did I love him? Or why do I love him? Okay, because we want to talk something tonight, because something new that God wants to do to you is he wants to work on something around you. This message I'm sharing with you tonight, it will bring in a particular element around you that will make you begin to understand that, you know what, I think there is something that I was needing. And how you handle yourself, how you are loved, or how you love, and how you love God, and how God will love you from tonight is going to become different, because you're going to understand these words. Say Eros. Another type of love that we'll be looking at on love, it is the word storge. Say storge. S-T-O-R-G-E. Storge. S-T-O-R-G-E. Storge. Now, so when we are dealing with the storge, this is natural love that a person is born, especially in the family. Now, this type of love, it is what you use on your children, on your brother, on your sister. No matter how, you may not be close with your brother, but trust you me, you may be very close with your best friend, and your best friend may die. But the day your brother would die, the way you will feel the heaviness is different with how you can feel with your best friend. I'm talking to somebody right here. Because this is natural. There is nothing your brother did for you to love him. There is nothing your child did for you to love your child. In fact, your child may even be foolish. But the day your child will die, even if they did nothing for you, the way you can feel is more different with how you can feel with a person who did so much for you. Because this is natural. It is storge. But I want you to understand something here, that there is a particular love that is so natural. And normally you use it for your family, and it is what is in you. No one did anything for you to love them in that manner. And this can only be a family love. The only type of love, it is so natural, it is storge. Not the best friend. We'll discuss this as we are going. So storge is a type of love that you have naturally. You may not be close with your mother. You may not be close with your father. You may not be close with your brothers and sisters. You may not be close with your biological children. But there is storge. There is a particular kind of love. Somebody says storge. Say it again. Say storge. I can't hear you. Say storge. Now, isn't that word used for love? It is used for love. So I'm teaching you these things to understand the different types of what? So I'm here. Now let's go to another one, because I'm just trying to make you understand what we'll be sharing. Now there is another one known as philia. Say philia. 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 We'll be discussing these things. And there's a reason why I'm teaching these things. So philia. Philia is a type of love which a person has to a friend. Normally, this type of love is priced. I can't be your friend if you don't do certain things to me. You can't call yourself a friend if I don't feel that you have got my interest too. It is a type of love that has got an exchange. Say philia. Now, I want you to get this, please, very well and understand this, because some of you here, you will understand much as we are going very deep with this message, because you do not know, some of you, how to love God, and you do not know what type of love you have. So the type of philia, it is a love that is dependent on exchange. Normally, the people you call yourself, you call them best friends. You want them to love you the same way you love them. Imagine he's your best friend or she's your best friend, and you text them today, they don't answer you. Tomorrow text them. The other day text them. The other day, are they your best friend? And you begin to think, is this really my best friend? Because a best friend, when you text, they must text you back. If you do something good for them, they must also what? Do something good to you. And that one, it is known as philia. It is a love that is built on conditions. Everyone you love, and in a way that you want them to be retaining what you do, it is known as philia. And this is a love that can end. This is the reason why most of you, you had best friends since you were children, but now they are not in your lives. This is why some of you, they are people you valued them the most. You love them the most. You thought they were your best friends, but there is nothing anymore called that connection, because you felt somehow. Am I talking to somebody here? This type of love is also common in church. This one, There are so many people who use philia to love God. And they think, I give, I tithe, I sow seeds, I fast, I'm so faithful to God, but my life is not changing. And they begin to feel not loved by God. End result, they begin to backslide. Why? Because they're using philia to God. And this is not the love which we read in the scripture, we just read earlier, which says, love the Lord with all your heart. This is not the type of love we're discussing about. We'll talk about it later on. And we have people who think they love God. Well, actually, it's a philia. They have got a feeling, since they love God, there are things they have a list they want God to do for them. Like, I want this to be done. I want this to be done. I want this miracle to happen. I want this breakthrough to happen. And they come to church and they pray and they love God. But trust you me, there is a philia. And this type of love, if it is in a marriage, I'm talking to somebody here, right? If it is in a relationship, it is conditional. It is bound to break. Because one day she will begin to feel somehow. And one day he will begin to feel somehow. Because it is known as philia. It is conditional. I'm talking to somebody right here. Raise your hand and say, oh, Lord, help us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So the philia type of love, and as I said earlier on, that we're going to share these things in details tomorrow, and I'm going to break them in details for you to understand. And why am I giving you these things? It is because we can never be discussing of God doing new things if love has not been dealt. Because the biggest problem we have right now is love. Do you know there are people who think they are loved and they are not? Do you know there are people who think they love and they don't? Do you know there are people who think they love God and they don't? Actually, Peter thought he was loving Jesus. Until Jesus said, if you love me, I'm talking to somebody here. If you're following, say after me. Say, in the name of Jesus, I pray that I receive the genuine love of God. So philia, what is philia? Philia is friendly. It is brotherly. It is what you create with the people. It is what you actually have. Most of it, if even in church. You have, oh, she's my friend, he's my friend. Okay? But that type of love, most of the times, it is conditional. We have people who think if they love, they must be loved back in the same manner. Am I talking to somebody here? I promise you, we have people who think the amount of love and effort I'm putting in this relationship, it is the same type of love I must get. And now, in the first place, what type are you using in that relationship? You'll find that it's philia. He also is expecting that he must get the same amount of energy and attention from you. And the day he will feel like he's not getting it, he'll feel like, no. I don't think you love me. Because this type of love is bound to a price. Sephiria. And the last love we'll be discussing about tonight is agape. Say agape. Now, the word agape simply means unconditional. It is unconditional. This is the type of love that comes from God. Imagine that we are sitting here and you have agape. This one, you don't say, if Archbishop here, he doesn't say, since I'm doing this for Major One, I expect him to do this for me. No. It is unconditional. Imagine in a marriage there is agape. The husband has got unconditional love for you. You have unconditional love for him. Imagine you love God without conditions, because he loves you without conditions. The Bible says, yet when we are still sinners, Christ came and died for us. There was no condition. He just died for you. This is agape, the type of love that comes from God. When you have agape towards God, you have no conditions. Whether he answers you or not, you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with everything within you. Somebody say agape. This way you begin to understand true love from force. You begin to understand whether you really love or you don't. You begin to understand whether they love you or they don't. You begin to understand how God loves you, and if you do the same. Somebody say after me, I receive the love of God. Now, what is the love of God? The love that comes from God is known as what? Agape. Which is unconditional. Somebody say with me, unconditional love of God. Now, what type of love are you using right now? Is it philia? Is it philia? Now, imagine that you're in church and you think you love God and you're wondering. Because the Bible says there are things which God will do to those who love him. And you wonder that, nothing, I'm not seeing anything in my life. Do I really love God? Yes, you do, but it's a philia. And God there, it was not talking about philia. The type of love he's talking about is agape. You actually think you love people. Like, I wonder why God is not doing great things in my life, yet I love everyone. I love my mom. Yet you're using philia. And you wonder why. Because it is philia. Philia is when you love people and you want them to return. And if they don't, you also move on and you hate them and you don't want anything to do with them. Yet the scripture says, love them unconditionally. And this is the type of love that many people are failing to acquire. Unconditional love. Not because I have done something for you. No, I just love you. If you have a neighbor, tell that neighbor, say agape. Tell them again, say agape. If the church is not careful, the church may be sitting and raising people who actually they're just after a whole different thing. And you may actually think as a church you're going in this direction, where you're actually going in the opposite direction. Having people with a form of godliness, but they have denied his power. There are people right now who are watching me, they've got issues with their brother. There are people who are watching me right now, they have got issues with their husband and their wife, and there is no genuine love without conditions. When the unconditional love comes upon you, you will love God unconditionally, because that's the love he uses on you. If you've seen the scripture, how God has put love in a marriage, it is how God loves the church. He says, as God loves the church, so husbands, love your wives. Unconditionally. Am I talking to somebody right here? Say unconditionally. There's a level of love. Am I speaking to somebody? Not Eros. I love her. The way she looks, Jesus. My friend, the day she'll have an accident, and be like, and you're like, hi, babe, you look at her and say, no. Because you did not understand the context of love. Love conquers battles. Love is very dangerous. If you use love, you will win certain battles that nobody could win for you. And have you noticed that the word love in the Bible, the other word of love in the Bible, it is known as charity? The word love in the Bible, the other word for love is known as charity, because it is something you do without expecting anything in return. Charity, it is when you go and donate something without expecting them to do something back to you. That's why we call it charity, because we give without expecting anything in return. So when you think you love God, begin to think yourself like, do I really love God? So we have got people who think they love God, but they don't, because there's something they're only waiting that God will do this for me. But the love of God should not be based on what you're expecting to do for you. It must be unconditional. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they said, whether God will save us from this fire or not, but we will not bow to other gods. They were promised promotion in the palace. That once they bow to the other god, they'll be promoted. They were bound to favors in the palace. If they did it, they had more favors in the palace. But they said, we don't care whether we don't get those favors or not. They said, we'll put you in fire. You will die. They said, whether we die or not, without conditions, I love God. And this is the type of love we want to start discussing from tomorrow. Because let me say something to you. When you develop this type of love towards God, there is a certain anointing that begins to work for your things. There's a particular anointing that begins to work for your life that actually is not working right now. Imagine you're using philia and you think you love God. Unconditional love. Say with me, unconditional love. If this love comes upon you and it comes around you, do you know what started happening? Do you know what happens? God releases this type of love. If he puts his love upon you, the whole world becomes unfair. Let me say something to you. The Bible says God loved David. He was a man after his heart. And when God did that, when God loved you, when God loved David, there was an anointing of agape. Unconditional. You didn't hear me. David, he did so many mistakes, but what protected him was the agape. The man loved God unconditionally, and God loved him unconditionally. And God said, he's a man after my heart. And when God puts unconditional love, do you know what happens? He makes everything around you to also love you unconditionally. That even when the son of a king, who was an heir of the throne by the name Jonathan, who was supposed to be the next king, he said, no, I don't need this throne. He said, I need this throne to go to David. Unconditionally. All things that were happening around David were unconditional love. You can't believe it. You can't understand it. Can you imagine how many battles did King Saul fight? He fought so many battles, including the most dangerous battle where he fought Agag. Saul defeated so many armies, so much difficult battles and won. But David, he only killed one man. One Goliath. And the Bible says the whole town was in uproar. David is the greatest. David is the greatest. David is the greatest because agape was functioning. People began to love him unconditionally. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, unconditional love of God is coming upon you. You will love God unconditionally. And God will love you as he loves you.
See,
we are unlocking the unconditional love. I said we are unlocking the unconditional love. You will begin to love God unconditionally. You will love people unconditionally. Somebody say agape. Say it again, say agape. Say it again, say agape.
Agape.
Now what happened with David? If you read the Bible in the 2 Samuel 21, the Bible, the scripture actually speaks of how his brother, the brother of David, killed a man who had six fingers, six toes. And the Bible says he was a giant more than Goliath. And the Bible says this man, he could hold a spear over the size of an electric pole. And his brother killed him. And he's nowhere famous in the Bible. And no one talks about him. Abishai. You're not talking about. Abishai killed a giant who almost killed David. And Abishai killed him and said, David, don't come here. This is for us. Leave these battles for, do not fight with us. And yet no one talks of Abishai. But David, he does something small. It becomes news. Because the man was flowing in the agape. Somebody shout agape. Unconditional love. Somebody say unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
He was loved unconditionally. Imagine David messes up. He goes into the battle, and when he goes there, he begins to think, you know what? I need to know before I go to war, I need to know how many soldiers I have. He forgets it's not the soldiers who will fight for him. It is God. So he begins to count. And God comes down and he says, why are you counting? Are you now relying on your soldiers? Because of this, I'm angry with you. And I'll punish your country with a punishment. And guess who God punishes? Not David. He kills the people in Israel. 70,000 people died, paid a price of David. God never touched him because God loved him unconditionally. He will mess up and be you paying the price because you didn't have that unconditional love. Somebody say, I receive agape. This is the type of love that God, when he saw you in sin, he sent Jesus to die for you. That was unconditional love. Unconditional love. He didn't see your story. He didn't see your background, what you have done, what you had committed. He died for you anyway. Unconditionally, he died for you. And there's a level of love that David loved God until God said, you know what? Of all the kings in the world, the only kingdom that will be restored again after rapture is the kingdom of David. Am I talking to somebody right here? The only king. Imagine you had all your kings in the Bible somewhere, righteous, holy, others way. They feared God in all their ways. But God says, I don't care. The one I will restore his kingdom is David. Because David, he loved God unconditionally. David said, one thing I desire is to be in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. David said, whether my family forsake me, whether my father forsake me, whether my mom forsake me. One thing I know, the Lord will never forsake me. The man loved God unconditionally. In trouble, out of trouble, the man just loved God until God says, what can I do for David? He said, from David, a kingdom. There's a season that God is saying, a new thing I'm going to do upon the church. I'm going to restore their love. They will receive the real love, unconditional love, the agape type of love. Somebody shout agape.
Agape. Jesus.
There is an unconditional love. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. I want us to make a prayer right now. Because this unconditional love, most of you, you don't understand it. And you have not discovered it. And trust you, in the spirit, what you do not know does not work for you. This is why the Bible says, in ignorance, they are perishing. That you know that you have got a certain type of love from the Lord. Unconditional. He wants you to love him the same. To love him with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your might. Unconditionally. Can you stand up on your feet? We pray. There are people who will be wondering what will be happening around you. But it's because you are loved unconditionally. If you are following me wherever you are, just raise your hands and say these words, oh Lord, help me to love you as you want me to love you. Father, from now, I love you unconditionally. For I know this is the love you have towards me. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I activate myself into the agape love. Everything around me, may I see the agape anointing. In the name of Jesus. Just pray where you are alone. Just pray. Karania Mahanda. Just pray the Holy Ghost. Just pray.
Pray for the love of God, the agape love. In the name of Jesus. Reto sepereketo shalamata. Reto kepalaha salamada. Yento roboshka. The unconditional love. In the name of Jesus. Help me to love you unconditionally. Help me to love you unconditionally, oh God. Yes, come on, make prayer.
Pray, pray,
and
pray,
make prayer.
Pray.
Leo Sheramata Rabahaso. Isobegetosha. Pray for the agape love. Pray for the unconditional love of God in your life. Unconditional love around you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, make prayer, somebody.
Yes.
Make prayer, somebody. Make prayer, yes.
Yanto so pradia hanta kayamando pradia hato. Zalando pradia hata kayamando so pradika. Halante ketuska hazo. Irando so pradia hata kayamante paradia hazo pradia hate. Pray somebody, pray somebody. Grab us and pray, pray somebody. Make a prayer, pray wherever you are. Shalanto so fire has kahate. Irakuya maladiko haso tida rakaya paladia hasko pradiko haltia maradiko hazuska paradia hande rando sopra dia hate jalando sopra dia manto kanadia hase rika paladuska hanto pradiko jalanto pradaya hata irando sopra dia manta kaya mante. Pray somebody, pray somebody, make a prayer, make a prayer. Pray wherever you are. Grab us and pray. Grab us and pray. Make a prayer. Hazuta kaya mando pradiko isanto kradia hate eranda katoska hasita erakuya masupra niyata kaya evranuska la mando katiko rakoska paladia mante irando sofaya haso pradiko entakaya. Make a prayer. Make a prayer. Pray somebody. Pray somebody. Fire prayer. Pray somebody. Pray wherever you are. Pray wherever you are connecting. Make a prayer. Hazuta paradika hande. Entekeya maradiko. Hazotira. Rakuya maradia. Hazoteya maradiko. Entobradia.
Father, we pray. Nasora hande demonja. Lakamava hadika. We pray in the name of Jesus. As I raise my hands, a new thing about to happen. My love life towards God will never be the same again. Say, oh Lord, I love you with all my heart. Said again, oh Lord, I love you with all my heart. As I raise my hands, I declare my love towards you. Thank you, Jesus. Tell him you love him again. Just tell him I love you, Lord. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, we rebuke every fake love. We command every fake love to come out in the name of Jesus. We announce the genuine love that comes from you. We command every fake love to come out right now, right now. We announce in the name of Jesus the love of God. This is the love that made Jesus to die for us. This is the love that makes us to do anything for the glory of God. And I pray right now that you receive this type of love, that you use this love in your everyday life, that you love the Lord unconditionally, that you love your family unconditionally, that you love your neighbors unconditionally. I pray that this love may be declared unto you. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray and do declare. Somebody say loud, amen.